Now, Monair Development Services, based in Tallow, is bringing Thriving Teens back this year. And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line is Terry Krushke, who's the senior trainer at Monair Development Services. And you're very welcome, Terry.
Thank you so much, Linda. As always, it's great to be here with you.
It's brilliant. And Thriving Teens, it's such a brilliant idea. Will you let our listeners know exactly, if they're not familiar with it, what Thriving Teens is?
Thriving Teens is a program now pre-COVID. This would have been in person, but it is a summer camp. And we found in COVID, actually, that we are able to have more of a national reach on this. It used to be in Cork, in person, and now that COVID has hit, there has been some disadvantages, of course, but the advantage is we now have a nationwide reach. So it is a summer camp, and it's over 3 days. It's done on Zoom, and it is an opportunity for 15 to 18-year-olds to be able to gather together to learn about communication skills, to learn about decision-making and problem-solving skills, creative and critical thinking, resilience and coping skills. All of the things, Linda, you and I need these things as well as adults, but it's an opportunity for teens to come and learn about some of these life skills.
And it's such a crucial age, isn't it, that 15 to 18-year-olds, some would say it's a forgotten age, but that's really where all these skills are starting to develop and come into their own, isn't it?
They're starting to develop. My children now are 21 and 18, and I remember when they hit around 12 years old and the brain sort of stopped working because there's so much going on in adolescence and puberty. And when they start to hit around 15 or 16, their brains start to come back and they're like, what is my future? What do I want to do? What are the opportunities do I have? And even the transition year work experience, I think, is an opportunity where they start to grow up. They have to communicate. They have to write up a CV, possibly even interviewing for the first time. So that age of 15 to 18, there's a lot going on for individuals.
Now, being a teenager is scary at the best of times, but particularly in the last 2 and 3 years that we're after putting down, it's an exceptionally scary time for teenagers. So for anyone attending this webinar, like, what benefits can they get from attending the summer camp?
What I'll do is briefly lay out what's going to happen in the 3 days. So day one is about life skills. This is where teenagers will be looking at how to be their best self and to get some understanding about why they might think or feel or react the way they do. Looking at this idea of managing emotions, I actually just did a training course today, Linda, where I was talking to managers. So these are people probably 30s, 40s, 50s, and we were talking there about how to manage our emotions, how not to react, how to respond. So to give teenagers the opportunity to learn that at age 15, they probably wouldn't need to be taking those courses in their 30s and 40s. And as well, day one is problem solving, looking at how do we face a problem? How do we look at the possibilities? Because I'm sure you can relate to this. When we look at a problem, what do we see? We see what we can't do. But this is looking at what are my options and what can I do?
And that's an incredibly important thing for, as you said, any of us. I mean, even as adults, we'd like to learn that. But to be able to control your emotions, I suppose, and be able to look at things in a different perspective, that's something that you or I probably didn't have access to when we were that age.
I think that's a good point. And teenagers, as much as we maybe wish they weren't growing up too fast, the reality is they are growing up quite fast with the access to worldwide events that are going on. Seeing, you know, I was talking to a family member and they said, oh, one of my family members ended up going to the cinema and seeing a movie that wasn't their age. We don't know how much access teenagers are having to things that maybe are beyond. So day one is about life skills. So as I said, understanding, managing emotions, problem solving. Day two then is about communication and interpersonal skills. So this is the likes of emotional intelligence. How can we be aware of what's going on inside of us? How do we manage that? And also, how can we be aware of others? This is one thing, Linda, that I've really seen in teenagers recently. Is their ability, teenagers are still self-centered, but guess what, we all are. So I'm stereotyping here. But I've seen the ability of teenagers to actually be concerned. I'm worried about this person, my friend here. I think they're suffering. So being able to be aware of others, to learn how to ask for help, to learn, they're going to talk a little bit in this program about understanding consent, peer pressure, relationships, and this idea of internet versus reality. And I would imagine, Linda, you've seen just as well as I how easy it is for us to get lost in internet and to forget about in real life relationships.
It is. And that's what my main concern about any kind of teenager these days is, that access and that misconception that what's out there on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat or Facebook or whatever social media aspect you're using, that that's reality. When it's not reality, that's what people put out there. That's what they want you to see. And oftentimes what's hidden behind those posts isn't what's put out there at all. And I really do, my main concern for teenagers these days is that, is not grasping that concept that this reality that's being thrown at you isn't actually a reality.
And even in relation to communication, I was talking to one of my children and they were explaining a scenario that a couple of their friends were dealing with. And it's this idea of, say on WhatsApp, you can see if your message was sent and you can see if it was looked at. And if the person doesn't respond, then all of a sudden these emotions can come, insecurity, fear, anger, jealousy. Why aren't they responding to me? Are they responding to others? Why did they ignore my message? And that is the headspace for a teenager. It's hard enough to deal with relationships in real life. But when we do this across the internet, we can jump to conclusions that may not be reality. Day three, this is where we get into what we would call the future. Study options, career, and education. And what's important to say here is we're not going to only look at how do you get as many CAO points as possible. This is about looking at apprenticeships, college, third level, whatever level of third level, or going straight into work. This is looking a little bit at study skills, looking at goal setting, critical thinking. And one of the things, Linda, that's really on my mind is about apprenticeships. Because if anyone who is either a landlord or a homeowner or even has the ability in a rental to do DIY, to find a tiler, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, it's nearly impossible.
And it is true what they say, once you have a skill, once you hone a craft, you'll never be short of work.
And I think even in light of the recent news that's come from the Department of Education that there's going to become less of an emphasis on those actual points, that it's going to be a certain percentage on the continuous assessment. And even if you think of the courses that are coming through, drama, film, and theater studies is one of the leaving cert options, climate and sustainability. So there are becoming more options within the leaving cert, but it's important that students and teenagers have the opportunity to look beyond that, because many times we as parents, we can say, you must go to university, you must, you must, you must. But there are so many other options that are very important for teenagers to be able to explore.
Massively so. And speaking of parents, there, you have a great event happening Monday coming up, and it's specifically aimed at parents, caregivers, youth clubs, and anyone who's supporting teens' information. Because we often, as adults, think that because we've been a teenager, we know what to do, but we find ourselves oftentimes hitting a blank wall, don't we?
What we're offering on Monday, so as part of Cork's Lifelong Learning Festival, which takes place starting next Monday, there are over 350 events taking place. There's a lot of events in person, which it's fabulous to see after 2 years. But we, because this is an online camp, we're doing an online webinar. So this is a free webinar taking place on Monday, the 4th of April from 1 to 2 p.m. And this is going to be online. And we are going to be describing and going into some of the details of the Thriving Teens program that's taking place in July. But then we are going to give a few tips and tricks for parents to try to help them to navigate some of this. How can I communicate with my child? Even around some of the issues, Linda, I did a webinar recently around managing anxiety for teenagers and children around these difficult times, looking at the war on Ukraine, looking at COVID, and being in talk to teenagers and to find out what do they know about these things and to clear up misinformation. So this webinar on Monday, the 4th of April, is for parents. It's a resource, but it's also a taster so that people can find out more about this Thriving Teens program.
Brilliant. Now, for anybody listening at the moment, how do they get their teenager involved in it? How do they get involved in this webinar?
So the webinar on the 4th of April, there is, if people email info@thrivingteens.ie, and say, I would like to register for this webinar, we can then send you the link to register. Also, Monair Development Services is on Facebook. We are also on LinkedIn, and there is advertisements there around this free webinar. So that's the key to be able to register for Monday, info@thrivingteens.ie, and we can get that registration link to you.
Brilliant. And when it comes to the actual summer camp itself, how do teenagers get involved in that?
I will direct people to the website again, thrivingteens.ie. All of the details and all of the information is there. I do want to mention that we have sponsored plans available. And if you contact us, we can give more information to the families around those sponsored places. The other option as well is that if companies want to sponsor places, that is an option as well. So thrivingteens.ie is the website. The details are there and our contact information, again, info@thrivingteens.ie, and we can give information about how to get signed up for this program.
Brilliant. Terry, it's a fantastic venture. It's a fantastic project. I think it's so important to get these type of courses out there. And you guys, Monair, you always do a great job with them. Terry Krushke, Senior Trainer at Monair Development Services in Tallaght. Thanks a million for joining me today.